However you acknowledge the holiday season, there's one thing everyone can count on each year, a crop of new movies from Hollywood. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of one of the year's first, Scrooged.
It's that schmaltzy season again, and every year Hollywood finds it tougher to figure out just what to do about it. Recent Yuletides have brought the unadulterated gush of a picture like Three Men and a Baby or 6 Weeks, the apple-cheeked ho-ho-ho of Santa Claus the Movie, and the bah humbug of Throw Mama from the Train. But what if you could combine all three? What if you could deliver the corn and cynicism and the happy Santa nonsense all at the same time? It would require the right kind of star. Someone ironic and hip, yet warm and serious. Someone who could say Merry Christmas and mean bah humbug, and vice versa. Someone like Bill Murray. Murray is a bizarre screen presence. You can't believe anything he says, and yet you hang on his every word. His insincerity is somehow profound. Murray is hip beyond hip. He's a postmodernist movie star, an actor who brings a double edge of self-consciousness to everything he does. What you see on screen is always two contrary people. The character Murray is playing, and Murray himself, commenting on that character, usually disparagingly. That's why Murray is inspired casting for an update of A Christmas Carol. When Scrooge is too nasty to be true, Murray makes you think it's all a harmless act. And when the story gets sappy and Scrooge has to make a big, eye-watering speech, Murray sounds as though he doesn't mean a word of it. The movie's idea is to turn Scrooge into Frank Cross, a heartless TV executive. Even John Forsythe, as the movie's answer to Marley's ghost, has a hard time fitting his supernaturalness into Murray's busy schedule.
You are going to be visited by three ghosts.
Ooh, three ghosts.
Three ghosts, Frank. Expect the first one tomorrow at noon.
God, tomorrow's bad for me, Lou. As a matter of fact, the whole rest of the week is a washout. Ouch. Well, maybe we could have drinks, say Thursday. You, me, the ghost, Trader Vic's around
this
4.
This is no joke, Frank. This is your last chance.
All right. I could squeeze you in for a breakfast.
After that, you watch David Johansen turn the ghost of Christmas past into a crazed New York taxi driver. You watch Carol Kane turn the ghost of Christmas present into a sadistic variant on the Sugar Plum Fairy. And you watch some unsavory amalgam of special effects turn the ghost of Christmas future into a crashing bore. You also watch googly-eyed Karen Allen as Murray's ex-girlfriend turn herself into a Christmas ornament. Even the little angel you put on top of the tree has never spent so much time looking saintly. None of the movie is particularly witty, and the script gets goopier as the ending grows near. Richard Donner, the director, has never been light of touch, and he's also never been able to craft a smooth narrative. Witness such masterworks as The Goonies, Inside Moves, and The Toy. His movie is fatally indecisive. Caught between schmaltz and humbug, it manages to be nothing at all. Gradually, you begin to realize that Scrooged is little more than a Bill Murray variety special, packed with campy guest stars from Buddy Hackett to Lee Majors, and enough in-jokes to make you think of Christmas as just another HBO comedy hour. It's TV writ large. If this turns out to be, as many have predicted, the biggest movie of the Christmas season, then God bless us, everyone.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.